And this news update is being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Rhonda Mae Nivison appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris Tuesday afternoon to face two misdemeanor charges, unlicensed dog and stray dog. Each offense carries a potential penalty of up to 3 months in jail and fines ranging from $10 to $100. Nivison entered a plea of not guilty to both counts, while attorney Dallas Rooney represented her for the arraignment. The court has appointed Martin Porzondek to handle the remainder of the case. Judge Ferris set the bond at $1,000, 10%, on personal recognizance. As a condition of her release, Nivison must keep any animals in her care under control, either by fencing or leashing them. The court set a deadline of July 14th for the prosecution to provide discovery and plea offers, and a final plea cutoff hearing and pretrial hearing is scheduled for August 6th at 10 a.m. A Caseville woman has entered a guilty plea before Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court for embezzlement. Shauna Lynn Guza admitted to taking money while working at the Wooded Island 2, now known as the Crawford Restaurant, during the Witches Walk event on October 25, 2025. According to court records, Guza was responsible for collecting payments for beverages, but kept the funds for personal use instead of turning them in. Under the terms of the plea agreement, Guza will receive a one-year delay of sentence. She is required to pay $1,295.42 in restitution and comply with all court orders. If she successfully completes these terms, the conviction will be entered. Sentence is scheduled for August 31st, and her bond remains in place. A 21-year-old Saginaw Township man is facing murder and evidence tampering charges in connection with the January death of 49-year-old Armando Garcia of Saginaw. Investigators say Garcia suffered severe injuries during an alleged assault at his Morrison Street home and later died at the hospital. Authorities spent months reviewing medical findings before concluding the trauma from the beating, not an underlying health condition that caused his death. According to court records, the suspect, Marcelo Piller, allegedly confronted Garcia after complaints involving a family member of Piller's girlfriend. The encounter reportedly escalated into a physical assault. Garcia's mother, Rose Garcia, described her son as kind-hearted and said he faced lifelong health and mental health challenges after battling spinal meningitis as an infant. She says the family's been seeking answers since his death and hopes the court process will be closure. Despite her loss, Garcia expressed compassion for the accused and his loved ones, saying she is praying for everyone affected by the case, noting that acts of violence leave lasting pain for multiple families. Piller is being held without bond, and a preliminary court hearing is scheduled for July the 13th. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Does your air conditioning not blow cold? Then you need to come get your vehicle serviced at Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. We have the equipment and refrigerant to work on every make, every model, every year. This week I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT double cab. It has a Z71 off-road package, four-wheel drive, and is very clean for the year. It has a 5.3-liter V8 engine, Bluetooth, backup camera, towing package, and only 70,000 miles. We're asking $22,380. We also just got in a 2024 GMC Terrain SLE front-wheel drive. It has remote start, power liftgate, heated cloth seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and more. Like new with 24,000 miles and still covered by the original manufacturer warranty, we're asking $23,980. If you need a reliable third-row SUV, we have a 2021 GMC Acadia SLE. All-wheel drive, remote start, 3.6 V6 engine, and 77,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up, we have a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, it gets decent fuel economy, has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, backup camera, power liftgate, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and a lot more. Come take it for a test drive. 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe.
And we're back with one obituary for today. Marjorie A. Seaman, age 97, passed away in her sleep May 24th, 2026. She was born on May 10th, 1929 in Harbor Beach. November 15th, 1947, she went on to marry Clement Seaman. Marjorie is survived by her children Gloria, Doris, Steve, Dave, Jean, Rudy, Roy, Kay, her brother, 18 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, 9 step-grandchildren, and 12 step-great-grandchildren. Cremation has taken place, and a funeral memorial mass will take place on Friday, June the 26th at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. Friends may gather at the church beginning at 9 a.m. until time of services at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. In lieu of flowers, please think of the Holy Name of Mary Parish Building Fund or Autumnwood of Deckerville activities. You can share your memories online with the family at www.ramseyfh.com.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality and you could work on them without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh yeah. 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays. I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW WHSWR giveaway. Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible. Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm gonna need a bigger garage.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through Port Austin Porch Fest. Days on the Lake, Shelley's Bar and Grill, and JJ's Party Store, Olive Grindstone, Port Crescent Market, Zimmerman Electric, and Szymanski's Creekside Acres, all of Port Austin. Other sponsors include J.W. Hunt of Bad Axe.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Bipartisan pushback is making waves on Capitol Hill this morning. In a razor-thin 50-48 vote, the U.S. Senate has successfully passed a war powers resolution that directs President Trump to formally halt all military hostilities against Iran unless Congress grants explicit authorization. 4 Republicans broke ranks to join Democrats in passing the measure, which has already cleared the House. While Washington and Tehran have recently established an uneasy tentative truce, this marks a historic symbolic drawing of the line by lawmakers who are eager to reassert their constitutional authority over war-making powers. However, a fresh Reuters Ipsos poll out today indicates public sentiment mirrors the tensions in Congress. Only about 1 in 4 Americans currently believes costly conflict was worth it, leaving the administration facing its lowest approval numbers of the term. The fragile peace deal amid and winding down in the Middle East war is facing severe turbulence. While President Trump continues to insist that Iran will eventually allow international nuclear inspectors back across its borders, Tehran is flatly denying that any such agreement exists. A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry confirmed that no UN inspector visits are scheduled, a major contradiction to the U.S. White House public claims. Iran originally blocked the International Atomic Energy Agency following airstrikes on its nuclear facilities last year. And the dispute is threatening to derail a temporary lift on oil sanctions. As technical teams continue to sweat out details in Switzerland, the region remains on a knife edge, with Lebanon demanding direct independent negotiations with Israel rather than letting Tehran dictate the peace. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. And Ashley Home Storm Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
Now through July 6th, it's the Stars and Stripes sale at Ashley and Bad Axe. It's the 250th birthday of the USA, and that means you can save up to 25% off store-wide and up to 70% off accessories. Save up to $700 on select Beautyrest Black mattresses and adjustable base sets, or pick up Ashley Sleep Queen mattresses starting at just $299. But wait, there's more. Summer is heating up, and so are the hot buys at Ashley and Bad Axe. Get a dining set for two, only $299. Recliners starting from $299, and the sleek, industrial-inspired Starmore bed frame for just $499. And the best part? You can make it more affordable than ever with available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing. Just ask us how. Hurry into Ashley and Bad Axe because the sale ends July 6th. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.